the Houthis basically hold a significant portion of the Yemeni population hostage, and humanitarian aid for the ongoing famine there is dependent on the acquiescence of the Houthis to this. So I think the Trump administration, in its dying days, made a calculation that declaring the entire organization with the issuance of 5 licenses that would allow sanctions to be bypassed for humanitarian shipment would punish the Houthi organization while not impeding the humanitarian relief effort. I think that Blinken has looked at that and said, no, actually, we're not as good at discriminating sanctions as we think, and that the humanitarian damage caused by sanctioning what are undeniably bad actors is too much. So I think what you'll see are specific people within the Houthi organization sanctioned, and probably an expansion of sanctions on specific Houthi functionaries. But the blanket sanction is just seen as too broad to be functional, and that'll be lifted.
President Biden told diplomats at the State Department that the war in Yemen must end, and to underscore U.S. commitment, Washington is ending all American support for offensive operations in the war in Yemen, including relevant arms sales. What prompted the new administration to put Yemen on its foreign policy priorities?
And I think what really prompted it was campaign rhetoric. During the Trump years, the war in Yemen, which people forget, started in the Obama administration with the support of the Obama administration, to include Vice President Joe Biden. During the Trump administration, that came to be seen as closely identified as a Trump initiative. And there were people, particularly on the left wing of the party, who called for this. And so Biden said he'd do it. Now that he's there, he's doing it. But the practical impact of this, I think, is pretty small. Most of the American support for offensive operations have already been ceased. Air-to-air refueling, expedited logistics, that's all done. So we weren't doing that anyhow. So I think this is more a tone shift, telling the base of the party that I do what I said I'm going to do. And then there's a certain amount of risk here because, you know, Saudi Arabia remains an important security partner. If the Houthis fire missiles into the interior of Saudi Arabia, as they have been doing, I think there will be calls for the Biden administration to either reverse this or to take actions to basically step in and act as a security guarantor. If we're not going to enable the Saudis to undertake what the Saudis have portrayed largely as defensive operations, then we're going to have to do it ourselves. So there's an element of risk here.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Saudi Foreign Minister Faisal Ibn Farhan discussed the war in Yemen in a phone call, as well as regional security, counterterrorism, and cooperation to deter and defend against attacks on the kingdom. What's your take on that?
Well, I think it's something that you have to do, you know, in order to distinguish the cessation of support for offensive operations in Yemen, even if that's only a symbolic cessation at this point, from what is a long-standing American commitment to the territorial integrity and security of Saudi Arabia. So I think that the purpose of the Blinken-Faisal phone call was to underscore the fact that we have a difference on this one issue. It does not mean that we are just surrendering you to the tender mercies of Iran, that we continue to value our security partnership. And indeed, we will probably broaden it in areas which are shared. But the ongoing war in Yemen has become counterproductive from a Saudi point of view as well as an American point of view. And so that cessation of support shouldn't be taken as a renunciation of bilateral ties.